This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. A STEAM extravaganza this Saturday at Umpqua Community College. A lot going on this weekend. That event from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And actually, you know what? I just got ahead of myself. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend. I just looked at that, and I felt the air leave the room. And we're getting ahead of this, which is good, to give you some time to plan to get out there. Teresa Middleton was about ready to start waving and shouting at me, I suspect, and I just met her today. But you've taken over this program recently, right?
Yeah, in January I came aboard, so just a few months.
So, again, it is not this weekend, next weekend. Somebody's going to show up there this week because I already mentioned that once. But kind of give us information overall about what's going on.
STEAM Extravaganza is an event that was started by the former STEAM Hub director, Gwen, and it's very popular. So I'm trying to step into those shoes and put it on. So it's everything STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. It's an event where we are open to the public. It's a family-friendly event, all ages. We're hoping for a nice day, but not 90 degrees, you know.
Yeah, well, and next week is probably going to be a fair amount cooler. So I think next Saturday you'll be 65 or 70, something
Perfect.
Like that. So we've talked about this before. We've certainly had Gwen on a number of times over the years. And there's been this shift, and it's interesting to watch it evolve. Explain for somebody who's maybe missed this along the way just what STEAM is, what it means, what the letters stand for.
Right. STEAM stands for the science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So it's integrating. It's not siloing each subject. We integrate them and expose youth to them. The earlier we start, the better their trajectory and learning in those areas. A lot of people go, how come you put art in there? But if you play an instrument, if you blend your colors, if you look at a bridge, I mean, they're all incorporate art as well.
And that's been interesting to watch because on the national level, there's some people that add art in and some places that don't. It started mm-hmm. out as STEM, and I'm not sure if it was this area that added the AN first. But anyway, that's kind of a part of the mix of watching this evolve. However folks end up doing it, though, it really seems like it's been part of the last several years where there's been kind of a shift in education, especially looking towards higher ed and some of the potential things that are out there that maybe don't necessarily require a four-year degree.
Yeah, exactly. So career, with all these little acronyms and terms we have, is career-connected learning. So something that a youth and working their way through school, finding something they're interested in. It could be more technology-based that doesn't require, you know, a bachelor's or a master's or training on different things. So it's helping kids find like their spark early and helping them build those tools. So the college has a lot of apprenticeship programs and things like that. So it's a great pathway. So career pathways, helping them in that direction.
Technology has, whatever field you're in, has ramped up so fast in the past decade. Somebody the other day said, think about what it will be like in 10 years. And I just about fell over, because it's like, oh, back in 2023, we used these and now they're as outmoded as a CD or something. I mean, you know, it's just whatever world you're in work-wise, so many things, and even areas of employment that didn't used to require any connection really to computers and all that. Maybe it was a manual labor type job. But guess what? The manual labor job now comes with a computer attached because you got to keep track of the inventory that you're moving around.
Exactly. Everything, just about everything involves tech. You look at our medical field and cars and, this room, whatever. So, yeah, those skills are absolutely necessary in our culture today.
Now, you're head of the Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub, if I get that right.
Yeah, I'm the director, yes.
And that is under which organization?
Actually, there are 13 STEAM hubs in the state of Oregon, and we're housed at UCC. So they're our partner, along with a lot of other people. Yeah.
So what other organizations around the area are tied into this whole STEAM movement?
Anybody who uses our STEAM. We have a great lending library. So teachers, homeschoolers, parent educators, we have all kinds of great stuff in there, science stuff. It looks almost like a giant toy store, you know. It's well, for me, it's a toy store because it's got cool stuff in it. But so we offer professional development trainings to teachers. We support different programs that we may not be able to put on, but can help support in other ways. I don't know if I answered your question, Kyle.
No, but I think it's just so fascinating right now what is going on like this. Now, how long have you been in the whole area of education?
Quite a while. My first degree from OSU is in forest products, and then I got my teaching certificate and my master's in adult ed. And I taught for a while. Then I worked for the OSU Extension as their 4-H educator here in Douglas County. So I've been in Douglas County a very long time. And then I went back to teaching for the last couple of years out at Camas Valley as a science teacher. And then this position opened up, and it was kind of like the perfect fit. So.
Neat. Now, what was it about the job that felt like the perfect fit to you?
I've been involved in the STEAM Hub ever since its inception as an educator. So I know that what the mission is. I know what kind of things, how much impact it can have overall in so many areas. So we're not talking just in school. We're talking out of school, different, you know, programs for youth and teachers, and help the with whatever way we can help facilitate the STEAM learning with the K through all the way past up into, you know, their 20s. So,
and now a lot of this technology starts at a very young age, sometimes maybe even a little too soon in certain applications, people might argue, but it's amazing when you look look at the area of like robotics and things like that. That is so over my head, you know, how that works. And yet I talked to some kids from the high school in Roseburg several weeks back, and they were just, and I'm just, you know, I rarely feel like I'm the stupid person in the room, but I did at that point.
Yeah, they start young. We have like coding penguins. So they're just little ceramic penguins that kind of show you directions. And that's for little, you know, little people, preschool. So yeah, just getting that mindset, you know, core memory in there on the way things run. And it's a natural thing for youth to kids. Yeah. I've got grandkids. They do crazy things. So, yeah.
If somebody comes out next week on the 6th from 10 to 3, what kinds of things are they going to see?
Well, they'll be seeing a lot of community support. We have a lot of people from the community that will be there. Wildlife Safari, we're going to have, I shouldn't have just called out one person because there's a whole list of them. Different science activities for youth of all ages there. So we have a wonderful amount. They're going to build up a great base, and hopefully I can do it half justice this time for my first time through. And you'll see all kinds of science demonstrations, interactions, things for kids to do, teens to do. The adults, I'm sure, have fun doing them as well. So.
And drones, I see as well.
We do. The drones will be up on the athletic field. The original person that was going to do some indoor flying had another commitment come up. So if you go on up to the athletic place, this football field, during that time, there'll be somebody up there with drones. And if you're really good, he might let you actually run one. So,
you know, and that's another fascinating, evolving arena that used to be either restricted to certain industries or, frankly, the very rich, some of the initial price points of things like that, and now are so common.
Yeah, they're used in all kinds of things. Yes, surveying, you name it.
So what age group of folks are you hoping to have come out on Saturday the 6th?
Anyone from like 1 to 91. Even if you're older than 91. So anyone's welcome.
So a lot of things going on. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian will have your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. More Inside Douglas County programs roll on every weekday. And in fact, tomorrow on the program, we are going to be talking about the subject of Arbor Day, which is being, depending on which calendar you look at, Friday, Saturday, but a lot of emphasis right now. And Tracy Mosier of the City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department, and maybe one of the other staff will be in to talk about Arbor Day and some of the work on parks and recreation for the City of Roseburg. So we're talking about the STEAM Extravaganza, which is Saturday, May 6th. How loud can I say that after blowing it the first time? Not this Saturday, but next Saturday at Umpqua Community College. Teresa Middleton, what's your official title?
Director of the STEAM Hub.
All right, there you
Umpqua
go.
Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub.
And is there ever a situation where you're, you know, passing out a card to somebody and they look at you and go, what?
Yeah. It's a job that has a lot of facets to it. So, you know, I'm still in my first few months, so it probably has even more than I realize. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Either if you're involved in STEAM, you may know about it, and if you're not, you may not. So, yeah.
What's some of the things you do kind of on a daily or weekly basis?
Well, as I said, being new, it's just trying to figure everything out, get connections, keep up on what's current in technology and science, offering professional development. We're working with a couple of schools that are becoming STEAM schools where they're integrating it across all grade levels in that school, as well as planning out some summer support for camps, providing teacher professional education and even people who are educators but aren't teachers, so out of school educators. So right now it's just kind of getting in there and seeing what needs to be done next and moving forward. I'm doing some statewide STEAM. All the hubs have done a group assessment, so kind of looking at our needs assessment and see what our constituents and audience would like to see in the future and kind of take that into account on future movement. Yeah.
So is the whole state then under STEAM versus STEM?
No, actually, there's a few still STEM hubs, and some of us are STEAM. So, but it's, I actually asked somebody, I said, you know, when did it change? And apparently, from what I understand, there was a group of involved people in the STEAM hub, and they talked about adding the A, and I guess it was almost a unanimous vote, according to him, that the A be incorporated because art can go together quite well.
Well, and as well, there are applications with certain types of modern art in particular, not necessarily painting and watercolor, but other things that are art that really are technology-based. And I mean, I've seen, I don't even remember what the terminology is here, but and I'm thinking of the person, and I can think of some of the artwork, but I can't remember what it's called, where you are creating paintings digitally.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of technology involved. You got to really know what you're doing there, but I mean, that's art and that is technology.
Exactly. I have a niece who does that, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fascinating stuff. Now, one of the things in the Umpqua Valley we talk about as young people come up, traditionally, a lot of times they leave. Sometimes it's hard to get them back. And one of those things has been sometimes what the available jobs are, what they pay, and all of that. And this technology area and some of the new things under the STEAM umbrella, so many of these careers start out at, frankly, much higher than a lot wages than people might expect.
Right. Those technical skills, and we are losing people as they retire, and they're not being filled back in. So not just technical computer-wise, but, electricians, you need to have some science training there, and all of them. But different career paths that people are retiring from and don't want to, there's not people there to fill those gaps. So they're keeping them local and keeping them paid at a wage that they can live off of. That's the goal for a lot of our youth in the county.
Well, and so, like, for instance, I was thinking of welding, which I know nothing about, in terms of don't ever hand me one of those because I probably don't know what I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing. But because of everything that's involved in the training, even at the front end, you can be up to, you know, 60 grand or whatever fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot of other jobs that are considered more professional, more white collar, that you're not going to get there for a long time, if ever.
Right. There is. And UCC has a great CTE program, an apprenticeship program. We have all kinds of people up there that can help. And it's not just youth. I mean, let's say you have a job and you're in your 20s or 30s or, you know, even 70s and you want to try something different. Can check with our programs for, like I said, there's apprenticeship programs, CTE, all kinds of directions to go.
Yeah, and it's just going to increase. I mean, for what we see now, back up 5 years and see what the growth has been like and think ahead another 5 or 10 years.
Exactly, yep.
So, exactly. So much of this, and the event. Now, do you remember, I mean, last year you weren't doing the event, but I'm guessing somebody giving you an idea of how big is this when people are out there in terms of attendance and how many displays you have?
I was told last year by someone they stopped counting people at 300 because it was just too much. So it was pretty big. So I'm hoping that we get a really good attendance and a lot of interaction so people can actually see a little bit of what the STEAM Hub offers, and not only the STEAM Hub as more of a facilitator, what other people in the county have to offer. So we have all kinds of partners and private citizens and things that'll be there as well. So a lot of people to talk to about future opportunities. If you find something you really like there, talk to that person, see how they got to where they got, and you know, just kind of try whatever we have.
Talk about this take-apart station.
I hear that is amazingly popular. So there are things that you just find just about, you know, anywhere, and the kids take them apart, and then they put them back together at the same way or a different way. So that has been a really huge hit. And there's Gwen is going to be at that table, as well as a couple other great volunteers who've done that before. So that'll be a great table. So that's, yeah. Very popular.
And, you know, that's one of those things I can just see people who know me personally, you know, if I take it apart, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, give it to a kid.
Yeah. And that's the amazing part, that kids intuitively pick up this stuff so much faster than, you know, even younger adults.
Yeah, they do. They're really quick. And a lot of times they come up with, you may have an idea of how something should go together or be done, and they do it so much differently, and it's a lot better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I see here, just to attract additional attention, the phrase free food.
Yeah, we're going to have the Friendly Kitchen is on campus. They'll be providing, we'll give you people vouchers, one per person, and the Friendly Kitchen will be there. We'll have a taco truck, and we're working for one other possible one, so keep people fed and happy and enjoying all things STEAM.
So if somebody wants to find out more about the event or about what your program is in general, is there like a site online they could take a look?
It would probably be best to email me at teresa.middleton, and it's Teresa without an H, at umquad.edu. We do have, we're working on a website. We have a lending library for those teachers and educators who are interested, and that you just search Umpqua Valley STEAM Hub and you should be able to find something.
All right, STEAM Extravaganza, Saturday, May 6th, Umpqua Community College. Teresa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.